From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On New Year's Day in Iraq, a new security agreement goes into effect. U.S. forces will have to abide by a whole new set of rules, and those include requesting approval from the Iraqi government for military operations. By June, American combat troops will have to withdraw from Iraqi cities, and as the U.S. drawdown begins, Iraqi forces will have to make major adjustments. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro spent some time with U.S. and Iraqi troops who are preparing for the changes.
It's early afternoon, and U.S. soldiers with the 118th Infantry in the Baghdad neighborhood of Huria are about to head out on a foot patrol with the Iraqi army.
Ask them what other kind of things they want to do on this patrol.
Sergeant First Class Eric Ryder pointedly asks the Iraqi army officer to help plan the operation. The officer gives a vague answer, and Sergeant Ryder runs down the American objectives of the patrol.
With the suspected gunman, I need to go back to Street 93 up in 432.
After the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, the U.S. military began funding, training, and working with the Iraqi security forces. But it's always been American troops who've called the shots. But on January 1st, that will finally, legally, change, putting the Iraqis in charge of their country's security. Sergeant Ryder says that for the past month, U.S. forces in Huria have been operating as if the security pact with Iraq had already gone into effect.
We're right now in the stages of doing more of an overwatch and helping them so they can lead their own patrols throughout their sectors, and then we're there for guidance and also support.
For some of the Iraqis, though, the new set of responsibilities is worrying. After the patrol, Iraqi Army Lieutenant Ahmad Hassan sits down with Sergeant Ryder. Hassan is upset and asks the American for help, finding spare parts for his broken-down Humvees. He's asked Iraq's defense ministry, but it's told him there's no money for repairs. He says they told him to find the parts on the black market.
Whatever happens to our vehicle, we collect money amongst ourselves to fix it and take it to civilian mechanics. It's a big problem if the Americans leave. You see this office? It is the Americans who have given us everything to furnish it and to make it functional. If it was up to the Iraqi government, we would get nothing.
Sergeant Ryder responds that the Americans won't be able to supply them.
We won't actually give them parts because we don't have the parts for their Humvees.
Lieutenant Hassan complains that none of their vehicles work right now. If an attack happened somewhere in Huria, they would have to walk there, he says. And it's not only the Iraqi military that relies on the Americans here. The district government often turns to them for matters large and small. Company Commander Captain Nathan Williams has just been asked by a district council member to deal with the Huria neighborhood's feral dog population.
You know, you just saw the guy come over and, you know, come ask us, take care of or look into the situation where, you know, when that happens from now on, we're going to be, you know, trying to direct them to either the local government or the security forces to look into instead of us. We'll definitely be there to help assist and advise, but as far as, you know, unilaterally us taking care of the situation, we're really trying to get away from that at this point.
Security is much better in Huria now. There hasn't been an attack against U.S. forces here in a month, and there's been almost no sectarian violence. Still, Captain Williams says he keeps having to reassure the Iraqis. Despite a June 1st deadline for Americans to withdraw from the center of Iraqi cities, joint security stations, like the one in Huria, where Iraqis and Americans live together, will likely remain.
It's not like, you know, we're going to be here one day and then the next day, you know, we're not going to be here.
Still, Captain Williams acknowledges that things are changing. The Iraqis, he says, will have to become much more self-reliant. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.